Instructions to Lord John Roxton and party, to be opened at Manaus upon July 15th at 12 o'clock precisely. Lord John had placed his watch upon the table beside him. "We have 7 more minutes," said he. "The old dear is very precise." Professor Summerlee gave an acid smile as he picked up the envelope in his gaunt hand. "What can it possibly matter whether we open it now or in 7 minutes?" said he. "It is all part and parcel of the same system of quackery and nonsense, for which I regret to say that the writer is notorious." "Oh, come, we must play the game according to rules," said Lord John. "It's old man Challenger's show, and we are here by his goodwill. So it would be rotten bad form if we didn't follow his instructions to the letter." "A pretty business it is," cried the professor bitterly. "It struck me as preposterous in London, but I'm bound to say that it seems even more so upon closer acquaintance. I don't know what is inside this envelope, but unless it is something pretty definite, I shall be much tempted to take the next down-river boat and catch the Bolivia at Para. After all, I have some more responsible work in the world than to run about disproving the assertions of a lunatic. Now, Roxton, surely it is time."
"Time it is," said Lord John. "You can blow the whistle."
He took up the envelope and cut it with his penknife. From it he drew a folded sheet of paper. This he carefully opened out and flattened on the table. It was a blank sheet. He turned it over. Again it was blank. We looked at each other in a bewildered silence, which was broken by a discordant burst of derisive laughter from Professor Summerlee.
"It is an open admission!" he cried. "What more do you want? The fellow is a self-confessed humbug. We have only to return home and report him as the brazen impostor that he is."